Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The public has been filing by Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin for just more than an hour as Her Majesty lies in state in Westminster Hall. One woman said she cried while watching Queen Elizabeth's coffin go by.
I think it's just the realization that, you know, we have lost our queen, and just seeing the coffin pass, it was just special, and it meant
a lot to me.
The coffin is topped with the imperial state crown, adorned with almost 3,000 diamonds, sitting on a purple cushion. A bouquet of flowers and plants also adorn the coffin, including pine from the Balmoral estate where Elizabeth died last week. Britons, whose heritage is from one of Britain's former colonies, have mixed views on the death of Queen Elizabeth II. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Queen's death has reopened old wounds in the Southall district in London, which is made up of mostly South Asians. It's where Dalwar Majid Chaudhry owns a Pakistani restaurant.
If you read the history and the history of what actually happened in our countries, the massacres, the atrocities that have been happened under the guidance of Her Majesty.
John Paul Basran, the head of Southall Community Alliance, says he's positive about the future for various ethnicities in Britain.
Prince Charles is someone who has quite progressive views about, you know, culture, about the environment, about our communities. I think quite a supporter of a more multicultural Britain.
I'm Donna Warder.
For more on these and any other stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky watched as his country's flag was hoisted Wednesday above the recently recaptured city of Izium, a rare foray outside the capital that highlighted Moscow's retreat in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russian forces left the war-scarred city last week as Kyiv's soldiers pressed a stunning advance that has reclaimed large swaths of territory in the country's northeastern Kharkiv region. In a speech at the European Parliament, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia is exerting maximum pressure on Europe's energy supplies and, quote, actively manipulating, end quote, the energy market so that it does not function anymore. China's President Xi Jinping is using his first trip abroad since the start of the pandemic to promote his country's strategic ambitions at a summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin and other leaders of a Central Asian security group. Xi is due to meet Putin in Uzbekistan this week at a summit of the 8-member Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which also includes Uzbekistan, India, and Pakistan. A sixth body was pulled Wednesday from the rubble of a collapsed building in Jordan's capital, the government said, as emergency crews raced against the clock to find others still missing. Hundreds of rescuers have been scouring the site of the 4-story residential building since it toppled over Tuesday. The rescuers were able to pull a 4-month-old baby and a 45-year-old man from under the rubble, a security official said, who did not wish to be named by AFP. With monkeypox cases dropping in the U.S. and Europe, many scientists say now is the time to prioritize stopping the virus in Africa. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
In July, the World Health Organization designated monkeypox as a global emergency and appealed to rich countries to support Africa so that the vaccine inequity that plagued COVID would not be repeated. But as rich countries rushed to buy nearly all the world's supply of monkeypox vaccine, none have shared those vaccines or treatments with Africa. Since the 1970s, the virus has sickened people in parts of West and Central Africa, but it wasn't until the disease triggered unusual outbreaks in Europe and North America that public health officials even thought to use vaccines. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping our top story, the public has been filing by Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin for just more than an hour as Her Majesty lies in state in Westminster Hall, for more than 2 hours, actually. The coffin is topped with the imperial state crown, adorned with almost 3,000 diamonds, and sitting on a purple cushion. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.